Welcome to the Rema Feast podcast. This is a non-denominational apostolic movement whose teachings will transform your life. Welcome to this episode by Apostle Dennis Wambogo.
There is not Rema is Logos, which means in the beginning there was something called Logos. In the beginning there was Logos, and it says, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, which means God Himself was Logos. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Praise the Lord. All those meaning there is the word Logos. Is the word Logos. That is to say that in the beginning, what existed was not Rema, is Logos. Which means Logos is Jesus Himself. Logos is Jesus Himself. It is not just the written word. Logos is the person. Logos is the person. And that person is Jesus Christ. You see, verse 3 says, let's go to John verse 3. It says, and all things were made by Him, who? Logos. And without Him was not anything made that was made, which means everything that was made, it is him who Logos, who was the very substance of its creation. In verse 14 says, and the Logos, verse 14, it says, we are at verse 14, not verse 4, let's go the same verse, and the Logos was made flesh, and the Logos was made flesh and dwelt among us. Are you there? Can you see it? So later on, it says, and we beheld His glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so who was Logos? Jesus is a Logos. Praise the Lord. So who's a Logos? Jesus. Jesus is a Logos. Number two, I need you to see this. In the book of Revelation 19, verse 13, the Bible says, He wore a robe dipped in blood, and His title was the Word of God. His title was the, and it says, and He was clothed with a vesture dripped in blood, and His name was called the Word of God. Are you noticing? This is the Christ. So who are we talking about? He says His name was called the Logos of God. What is Rema? If I would give a description of what Rema is, I would best describe Rema. Most people describe Rema as a word that has been breathed upon by God. It is the word that the Spirit of God breathes upon. That is what many people have described it. But I have another description for the same, and I didn't say that is wrong. In 1 Corinthians 2:10, it says, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. Are you getting me? Which means a Rema word is the word that the Spirit searches in the Father and takes that word and gives it to you. Which means Rema word is a word that has been searched out for you and tailor-made for you. Which means it is not just every other word. Which means when we are talking in the dimension of Rema word, we are talking about the Spirit going into the depths of Logos. Are you getting me? The Spirit going into the depths of Logos and putting a word that is tailor-made for you and for the situation you're going through. Which means you can read the Bible and it doesn't breathe life. It means that the Bible was written, but not everything was written for you. Which means there are things in Scripture that cannot help you, but there are things in Scripture that can help you. There are things that in Scripture, they are knowledge for you. The Scriptures were given to us. One of the biggest reasons why the Scriptures were given to us is to give us parameters by which to function by, especially regarding the Rhema word. Because Rhema word comes in many dimensions, and one of the many dimensions of Rhema word is the prophetic word. Praise the Lord. I've been blessed. And so Scripture begin to give us boundaries. It is the place it gives us boundaries that in the regard of Rhema word, this is how far you can go. Praise the Lord. Which means Rhema word is a word that the Spirit has tailor-made for you. In Luke 1:38, the Bible says, and Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to the Rhema. Which means the angel. For Jesus to manifest on this dimension, there needed to be a messenger that comes to this dimension to speak a Rhema word for Jesus to malfunction. I want to say that we are in the Rhema realm. I'm coming to that. And so when the angel, when Jesus was to be manifested, and I want to say that the basis of manifestation in the earth realm is a Rhema word. Because when Jesus wanted to be manifested, the angel came, and when he came, he spoke a Rhema word. Are you hearing me? He spoke a Rhema word to Mary, and Mary stood there and says, let it be according to the Rhema. He didn't say, let it be according to the Logos. Praise the Lord. He says, let it be to me according to the Rhema that you're speaking. Which means Jesus was manifested by a Rhema word spoken by an angel. I want to prophesy to someone today that there will be a Rhema word in this Rhema feast that will be released for you. And as that Rhema word goes, there will be a manifestation of things that you have been praying for in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Can we go on? Look at this. Hebrews 11 verse 3. He says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. In short form, he's simply saying, we understand that the world was framed by the Rhema of God. Which means the realm we are living in, he says the worlds were framed by the word of God. Which means where you're seated right now, that place, that ground is not Logos. That ground you're seated on is not Logos. That ground you're seated on is a ground that is a ground called Rhema word. So that the things that were seen were not made of the things that do appear. Are you hearing me? Which means what we are seated on, this world that we are in right now, is the Rhema world. The world has been framed by Rhema. In creation, Logos released a Rhema word. The Spirit of God took the Rhema word and made it the world. Which means days were made by Rhema. I didn't hear you. Which means night was made by Rhema. Which means gold was made by Rhema. Which means for you to function in this dimension of the earth and to be able to win and to overcome, you must have a Rhema. Which means if you are in this dimension and you are empty of a Rhema, this dimension will be too much for you. Because what did I say? The Spirit of God goes into the Logos, searches out a Rhema, a tailor word for me, and gives it to you. That is what is a Rhema. Are you noticing? Let's go on. And so gold was created by Rhema. It means that if today I need gold, I need a Rhema word to obtain gold. I didn't hear you. Which means if a man wants anything in the dimension of Rhema, praise the Lord. If a man desires to acquire anything in the dimension of Rhema, they must be able to have a Rhema word that gives them what was created by Rhema. It is to say that if times and seasons were created by Rhema, it means that then if I got Rhema, I can surpass time and seasons. Which means there are times and seasons that are there, that those times and seasons, let's say seasons that are hardship, which means a hardship season can actually be ended by a Rhema word. Because Rhema is superior to, Rhema is too superior to what? Rhema is superior to seasons. Am I blessing you? Are you being blessed? Look at this, John 6:68. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to where shall we go? For thou hast the word of eternal life. Thou hast the word of eternal life. I want to say this. The word of eternal life is the word that is timeless, which means this word is not bound by time. Which means he's saying, Jesus, you have the rhema of eternal life. Which means you have a word that in this time dimension, it is timeless. That means anybody in the time dimension, if they can capture a rhema word, that word can help them override some seasons. I came to decree to someone today, I decree over your life in the name of Jesus, that through this rhema feast, you will get a rhema word that will override some seasons in your life. Yes, because the world season were created by rhema, which means seasons are slaves to rhema. A season is a slave to rhema. Look at this. Let me show you something. Luke 5:5 says, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the nets. That means that there is toil. Some of you have toiled for so long, but that toil by a rhema word can be terminated. I didn't hear you. There is toil that can be terminated by the reason of a rhema word. Some of you have been in seasons of hardship, seasons of lack, but there's a rhema word that can come and open up a season of abundance. Do you remember the story of Samaria? You remember the story of Samaria? There was drought. People were eating each other's children. And then on one particular day, a prophet stands and says, tomorrow by this time, a rhema word was released. The Bible says it was a season of famine. It was a time of famine. Do you understand? For a famine to end, it takes planting. No, you don't know. Do you understand? It takes rain. It takes to plant. It takes to sow. It takes waiting for a long season. But a prophet was standing somewhere and he said, tomorrow at this time, he released the rhema. When the rhema went forth, suddenly a season was shifted. I see a season. Someone's season is shifting by a rhema word. There is a season. There's a season of hardship right now that we are announcing. That season, you will receive a rhema word and suddenly there will be a shift. Do you love stories? You know, I remember in 2019, God told me, I was driving Uber, and I know some of you have carried you, and I'm a prophet magnet. By a prophet magnet means that if a prophet comes into this room, I'll be prophesied to. There's one day that I was in Roark back in a year around 2013, and I remember a prophet pulled me from the back. And pulled me, and we found each other. I was telling Pete, we are standing with him, being prophesied together that day. And he was telling me, man of God, God will use you. Apparently, here I am, he's using me. Are you kidding me? That was in 2013. Now, that's not the story. But the story is, he says, I was called. By 2019, I had done enough ministry, but nothing was happening. And then one day, God said, he gave me a rhema word. And he says, if you pray, I will lift you. I locked myself in the house, and the whole year of 2019 into COVID, all I did was wake up and speak in tongues. Now, let me say this. Don't try this at home. I don't advise unless you have been told. And what happened in that season is that the minute I went into the season of prayer and fasting, God provided everything I needed while I was there. God commanded someone to be paying me a salary every month. That is how you know. Don't say that you have a rhema word and we don't see the results of it. Because rhema has results. Are you getting me? And so at that particular time, I started praying. And it is that time that out of nowhere, someone started saying, man of God, I was anointed. By that time, I was still prophesying. In 2019, I was prophesying as early as 2009. I was prophesying. But these things, you're prophesying and nothing is shifting. I was speaking in tongues. I was fasting. Nothing. And God says, this is a window. 2019, lock yourself. Spend the time praying. So I would wake up. I speak in tongues and evening comes. I would sleep. I wake up. That was the thing. But how did it begin? It began by a rhema word. How am I here? It was out of the season in 2019 that I prayed. I want to tell you that there are seasons that are waiting for a man to capture a rhema word that will shift them. Some of you think you need to go for another fast. What you need is a rhema word. The reason why we came for a rhema feast is to get rhema words. The assignment that we have in this place through this season will be rhema words. Are you there? Let's continue. Look at this. Matthew 4:14. It says, Matthew 4:14 explains this further. I've told you, rhema words can shift seasons. Rhema words can shift season. But look at this. Matthew 4:4. The Bible says, but he answered and said to him, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? But by every rhema. Which means in this dimension of the world, we were never in this realm. We are never meant to live by any other thing other than rhema. Which means rhema is your livelihood. Are you hearing me? The rhema word, when you hear it's a feast, it's because we came to eat for the journey ahead. We are in the banquet. This is a banquet that has been prepared for us. Because if we don't eat in this weekend, if we are not going to eat this week, what shall you live by? He says, the reason why many of us are stranded is because we don't have a rhema word up to today. But I came to prophesy to someone. Your rhema word for your next season, for your livelihood. Your livelihood is in rhema. Look at your neighbor and tell them, do you have a rhema? Do you have a rhema? Do you have a rhema? Let me see. I love telling stories. When I look at my life and when I think at the things that I've done in my life, I can tell you at what particular time did God give me a rhema for this particular thing. One of these days when we started building our churches, I remember where I was. I am very careful with rhema words. So I remember where I was. I was at the Kahawa, you know Kahawa? That Kawahes, that roundabout. I was driving there and it was my newly married wife's car. I was driving there. And as I'm driving, at the roundabout, God said, increase. He says, increase. And I'm like, what? He says, you have come to the season of increase. That was my rhema word. That word, increase, was the word we built our church with in 3 months. Are you getting me? He says, we didn't build by money. By the time we are doing this, we didn't have money in our bank account. So the money, listen, even when we were going to negotiate with the landlord, we didn't even have money to pay his meal. So we had a word. The word that we had had the capacity to transact for us. He says, the rhema word can transact for you. You can transact on the dimension of rhema word. That is why the Bible says, come and buy without money. He says, there's a currency beyond money. There's a currency that a man can capture that is beyond money. And so we went and negotiated with him. By the time we had done negotiating him, with him, we had money to pay. And then miraculously, God started ordering people. God told me, I bring this. God told me. But during that season, it was during COVID season, I would gather my few people that were allowed in our house. And would peace. And all would say, God, you said increase. You said increase. You said overflow. You said overflow. You said overflow. And that's what we are saying. That's how we build our church in 3 months. And I can tell you, every time in my life, God wants to do something, I can show you the rhema. Which means if you're going into 2024, Rema Feast 2025, Rema Feast 2024 is for you to get the word that takes you to 25. You shall not go to 2025 blind. You shall get your Rema. That's what you need. Are you getting me? He says, you know, I see people say, oh, why do you give prophetic words at the beginning of the year? He says, you don't need a prophetic book. My friend, listen, let me show you. You're short-sighted. Let me help you. We need are you there? You need a word that guides you to a year. So that when you are in the middle of July, when you are in August and the economy is crashing and things are going south, you look at God and says, Lord, you say 2024 is the year of harvest. You say that shall not run dry. And then you begin to decree that one in that place because you had a rhema coming into the year. Say, so don't think that we are mad when we call people on 31st to give them a prophetic word. He says at the beginning of this year, you know, Rev gave us a word, and the word was what? Building. Yeah? The word was building. The other day, I just saw them do a groundbreaking for a building. You think that those things just happen? It didn't just happen. There was a word that made sure. There was a word that had gone before them. And that word was beginning to make sure. Jamaa anafanya kazi, a guy is working somewhere. just a masonry and he's like, I need to go and build there. He's begin to bring the tractors, begin to bring the land. Are you kidding me? There is a word that is coming to you right now. That word will be a rema for the next 10 years. There is a 10-year rema word. You know, I love Kenneth Hagin. And one of the many things I admire about him is everybody knows his scripture. Mark what? Mark 11:23. The man got a scripture and made it his ministry. I want to tell you that ministries are built on scriptures. He says the day a man is being called is because they were called and given a word. They were told this scripture is your mandate. He says, for me is to reveal Christ, the power and the wisdom of God. Are you getting me? And so what is the scripture that is a foundation? That scripture is your rema word. That is a foundation of your destiny. What is the scripture that guides your destiny? What is the scripture that says where you'll be in 2024 2025? What is the scripture that says that in 2030 this is the scripture that will be guiding you? What is your rema word? Look at this. Rema word is a creative word. Rema word is a creative word. I actually am a firm believer. I've seen many of us confess things that never came to pass. And I realize, I've come to find out, why did many of us confess things? You know, some of you have confessed things, and many people have confessed things because they had them confessed. You came to church and you had Rev confess, I can never be poor. And then you're confessing and you're wondering, why is it that the reverse is happening? It's because to him that word was rema, to you it was another word. It says the difference in manifestation to decree and to speak words, and there is be created there, and we see the creative power of God being manifested. That difference is in if that word is rema for you. It says you can confess a scripture all you want, but if that word has not been quickened in the inside of you, if that word has not been awakened on the inside of you, it will frustrate you. It means that for you to begin to confess I'm a millionaire, or to begin to confess I'm above and not beneath, in the inside of you, you must have been quickened to see it, to believe it, that nobody can even convince you that it's a lie. Are you getting me? Let me tell you a story. I used to see around me that season used to come. What used to happen in my life is that would rise and then would fall, would rise and then, you know, I'd get a breakthrough and after a while things would go south. You know, I know some of you are saying what curse that is. God told me, listen, take this scripture. He told me, you shall be above and never beneath. Yes, above. And the Bible says, you shall be above only. The Bible says, above only and never beneath. He says, your path shall shine brighter and brighter. Are you getting me? And God told me another scripture. He says, you are going to move from glory to glory. So I stopped praying. You know, by that time, I had praying all those generational curses prayer. And I have nothing against them. If you know me, you know I preach warfare. I'd cast the spirit of backwardness. I've cast the spirit of toppling over and rising up. I'd cast that thing. I've cast the spirit of shaky ground. So by that time, my ground was not shaky. Are you getting me? I'd cast those spirit. And God says, take this one. I got a rema. When I got a rema, up to today, my life has been from glory to glory. From one, I want to tell you, the season you're in, what you need is a rema word. Praise the Lord. That is a creative power. That is a thing that can shift the posture of your life. He says, maybe you keep bumping to funny girls and funny boys. He says, the problem is that you're trying to break a curse. What if you got a word? I shall marry well. And you get a word, a rema that begins to speak to that situation. He says, this season, he says, you might not fall in this conference. Okay. You might not fall during this time, but don't live without a rema word. I'm not against falling. I decree you must live with a rema word. In the name of Jesus, are you there? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at this. I need to explain something. He says, Romans 10:17. Faith, and this is the most foundational. This is where I was going. Faith comes from rema, not logos. Please write that and underline it. He says, so then faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by rema of God. Are you hearing me? Faith does not come by any other word. Faith comes by rema. It's not every word that gives you faith. That is why we have very many people that have read the Bible cover to cover and it has not given them what they were looking for. But faith, the foundation of faith is a rhema word. Look at your neighbor and tell them, the foundation of faith is a rhema word. Which means if a man wants to walk in faith, they must have that rhema word. They must have a rhema word. You know, in verse 8, Romans 8, the same verse, that verse 8, Romans 10, 8. Let's stand there. Romans 10, 8. It says, Romans 10, 8. It says, but what says it? That the word is near thee. Which word? Rhema. It says, even in the mouth and in the heart, that is the rhema of faith. The word of faith. Are you hearing me? Which means the word that brings faith. If you don't have rhema, you can hardly build faith. I repeat again. If you don't have, let me explain this. Do you remember the day you got born again? The Bible says something very interesting. That by grace you have been saved through faith. So when you heard the gospel, how did you get faith to believe? Are you hearing me? Do you know what happened? The word that you heard, the gospel that you heard, the word that you heard, the rhema word you heard, when you are hearing and it hits your heart, it came with something on the inside of it that was called faith. Which means when you heard that word, when you heard that rhema, in the inside, packaged inside of the word you heard, for you to get born again, was something called faith. That is how you're born again. That is how you got the faith to believe that a man you didn't know 2,000 years died on the cross. Are you getting this craziness we believe in? Do you understand what you believed in? That you believe that a man 2,000 years ago, your grandmother was not there, your great-grandfather was not there, there are no photos to show that he died. Are you getting me? And you believe that he loved you. Have you seen his love? By that time, you are halfway drunk with Kalovo. But a man was standing. Okay, sorry. Some of you are already born again somehow. So, but you understand. And then you heard the word. When that word came, it didn't just come empty. It didn't just come empty. The word came in the inside of the word was something called faith. Because faith comes by hearing. Which means that the day you start to hear, as the word was entering you, even faith was entering. And so you heard it. And then when you heard it, you started crying. Some of you are wailing. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm a sinner. Some of you came to the pulpit running because you're feeling guilty. How did that happen? It's because the word, a rhema word, normally carries with itself faith inside. It has faith. So that is why when God, you know, I heard something very interesting that I really love. One of those big generals. Okay, let me not tell you that. I want to tell you something. Maybe let me tell you about the rhema feast. Rev told us a story one day about how rhema feast came to be. He went somewhere and he met a man of God. And the man of God said, what we are doing in Nigeria, you'll do it in Kenya. It was years before. Here we are standing. What they are doing in Nigeria, we are doing it here. A rhema word came from a man of God. Are you getting me? He says, we are standing on a rhema of a man that spoke it years ago. That's where we are standing. This rhema feast is a word thing. Are you getting me? Which means you cannot come to rhema feast and live without a word. You can't. It will be a mistake. It will be a mistake. Are you there? Okay. See, the Bible says, sorry. It says, look at this. Look at John 6:63. What happens when the rhema word comes? I want to speak five things that will happen with the rhema word. Five things that will happen with the coming of the rhema word during this season. It says, it is the spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh profiteth nothing. Words that I speak to you, they are number one. Say, they are spirit. Praise the Lord. The rhema word is number one is what? Hello, they are what? Which means as a word will be declared from this altar, something will be coming to you. That thing that will be coming to you, number one, will be a spirit. Did you hear me? Have you ever noticed that most of the time as we are preaching, some of you will hear the word and you begin shouting and screaming and rolling? So it is in this dimension. is because when the word is being spoken, it's like I begin to speak, as we are speaking right now, some of you, even by the fact that we are speaking, are feeling the atmosphere shifting around you, and you're feeling like you're feeling the fire of God all around you. It's because as the word of God is being spoken, what begins to happen is that a spirit comes around the word. Are you hearing me? He says, when the rhema is being spoken, it doesn't just come empty. Which means when I speak, you shall be prosperous. Hello? I didn't hear anyone receiving. When I decree, you shall prosper. Do you understand what I'm doing? I'm releasing also the spirit of prosperity. Which means if you're there, what you do is you receive that word. Can I show you something? Let me show you this so that you understand where we are going during this season. Let me deviate a little. Psalms 119 verse 162. Psalms 119 verse 162. Let me deviate for you. Can we read together? Can we read together, Rema Feast? Are you there? He says, I rejoiced at what? At thy word, as one that findeth what? Great spoil. Can I tell you how you shall receive your Rema word? The key is there. Rejoice. This will be a noisy Rema Feast. Are you hearing me? This will be a noisy Rema Feast. Because when the Rema word will come, guess what he will do? I will rejoice. Listen. Don't mind your neighbor in this Rema Feast. Don't mind your neighbor in this Rema Feast. When your word comes, at the point it comes, come on, can I hear what you will do? It will be a noisy Rema Feast, which means when you see me running, when you see me screaming, I'm not crazy. This thing that we do as Pentecostals, we are not madmen. We are not madmen. It's because we know how we receive. We know how we receive. When the Rema comes, what happened? Look at Jeremiah 15, 16. Jeremiah 15, 16. He says, the words were found where? Were found and I ate them. And the words were unto me what? Joy. Do you understand? Can I give you? It's not scriptural, but we can use it. So at a particular point, the word will be found. Guess what you will be doing? Rakushi parakapa asumba. You'll be eating the word. Akosa lekomvrenebosa. He says, it is because you found it. He says, we have come to find our Rema word. He says, look at your neighbor and tell them we are at a Rema finding mission. I'm on assignment. I know my assignment today. To find what? My Rema. He says, and the rejoicing of my heart. Which means you cannot receive Rema and not rejoice. You cannot receive Rema and not rejoice. I decree over your life, you're receiving your Rema word. You're receiving your Rema word. Let's go back to five things. Number one, Ezekiel 2:2. So number one, we've said, the first thing you shall receive is a spirit. This is a transaction of spirits. Are you getting me? We are here to trade in the dimension of spirits. He says, and the spirit entered into me. He spoke unto me and he set me upon my feet. Some of you will just be listening and seated there. And then a man of God will stand here. Whoever it is, they will stand here and they will say, in the name of Jesus, that bondage be broken. That bondage be broken. And suddenly a spirit that breaks bondages will be released over your life. And suddenly it will enter you. It will enter you and break you out of that bondage. I decree right now in Jesus' name, may men encounter the Spirit of God that shifts their life. May there be an encounter with men encountering the Spirit of God that will shift their life forever. You will encounter the Spirit of prosperity. You will encounter the Spirit of increase. You will encounter the Spirit of prophecy. Some of you came here. You have never prophesied.
You have never prophesied in your life, but I want to tell you, as you sit under your word, there shall be the rising of prophets.
Because our word to awaken prophets will go out and prophets be activated. Like I'm seeing now, there are two of you that have been activated where you are right now in the name of Jesus. There are two of them, Father, in Jesus' name, whatever they are, begin to activate the prophets for yourself. Yeah, I can see it. Take it. Some of you that are at home, I release the spirit of prophecy. I release the spirit of prophecy. Receive it. Some of you that are at home, I release the spirit of God. Be filled with the spirit to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Right now, you're being filled with the Holy Ghost where you are. Take it. Spirits. And so as the Rema word is going, you will receive a spirit. You will receive a spirit. You receive the spirit that will begin to accelerate you. Some of you have been stuck in the same place for so long. But as we are speaking the word here, out of nowhere, where you have been stuck, you think nobody knows you. You think nobody sees you. Suddenly the spirit that accelerates men will come upon you and accelerate your business, and accelerate your ministry. Number two, thing that Rema will release. What these are the things we are receiving throughout this week. Number one is a spirit that you will transact with. Number two is life. My words are spirit and they are life. I came to speak to some people that I have some dead things that they need them to come alive. Are you kidding me? Since if you have a dead thing that you carried as you're coming here, I want to tell you, Rema feast is the place that it receives life. He says, if a marriage has died in this altar, in this week, there shall be a life-giving spirit by the word of God. He says, the Bible says the power. Look at this. Let's go to Proverbs 18:21. I'm about to get out of your way. It says, death and life is in the power of tongue, which means is in the words, which means a man. You understand? Let me say this. Words are vehicles in the spirit. Are you hearing me? He said, if a person wants to reach you today, they will release words that will go to your future. You know, I know families that their grandmother said, this shamba, this family girls will not get born again. He says, she didn't do witchcraft, but the words traveled. Because words can travel realms. He says, there are a few things that can travel realms. Number one is words. Number two is prayer. Number three is sacrifice. There are things that travel realms, which means you can be giving offering here, and in the spirit realm it is reflecting. The Bible says it is being credited to your account. But you gave it in a church, in Rema Feast on the ground. You actually gave 100 shillings. But in the realm of the spirit, that offering left this realm to enter that realm. That is what demonic world know. They know how to transact on the dimension of sacrifice. But listen, words are the same way. They can transact in this realm and in that realm. Which means a man can say, you're a fool. And then guess what? That word does not stay in this realm. It goes into that realm. And guess what it does? It gets a spirit that begins to make sure that foolishness is manifested in your life. So words are always attached by a spirit. That is why at times, have you ever talked to someone and they told you something, and suddenly for 2 weeks you're battling a heaviness that you don't know, you're sad, because words can be, you know, traveling, they can be used by spirit to bring depression over your life. And so words are vehicles. Anyway, that's where we are going. And so I want to say this, that what will be released right now from this, they are words of life. These are words of life. He says, don't just stand there. That is why we cannot be cute this Rema Feast. We cannot be cute this Rema Feast. This Rema Feast will be, as the men of God are prophesying, will be here jumping and saying, bring the next one. I receive the last one. I receive the last one. Because there will be a release of life. Some of you have come with dead businesses. Some of you, your bodies have sickness. They are dying. As life will be released into you, I decree there shall be healings. There shall be healings. Marriages that have been, someone has filed divorce.
But I see right now in the name of Jesus, I see marriages coming back to life. I see your career coming back to life. I see your business coming. It doesn't matter how much debt you're in. I decree there is life. There is life. You're coming out of debt. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to pray? Number three. John 15:3. Says John 15:3. Now you are clean through the rhema which I've spoken to you. You are clean. You're cleansed. Another version says you're purged. What does it say in the Passion Translation? If you have it quickly. He says, let me say this. I tell you a story as they're getting that scripture. I remember I was battling with alcohol rev. I was Team Kamunyueso, if you know that is. and we drank this thing well. Nairobi knows us. Anyway, now it is knowing us differently. That's how some of us are looking at us and we're like, how are we here? Anyway, we are terrorizing the demons that terrorized us. No, you did hear me. Are you hearing me? And so what happens is, I used to, because by that time I was somehow in ministry, born again, not born again. And so I would drink myself. I would drink, and then one time I'm like, my God, I am called. I am anointed. I have been prophesied. And so something will tell me, and I know this is a deliverance for someone there. And something will tell me, get on a fast. Man of God, I would fast. And on the seventh day, on the fifth day, that is Friday, it is a week fast. On Friday, it felt like it was good to sit on a taboo and break my fast with a white cup. My friend, I fasted and broke my fast with a white cup. If it is fasting, I fasted, my friend. God has helped me with some graces. Those are some of the few ones. And so this thing would not break. It will not break. And then God showed me. Got me a rhema word. He says he's able to keep you and present you unto himself. He says God is not just able to save. He's able to save, to keep and sustain. He that keeps Israel. He that does not sleep nor slumber shall keep you. Listen, that is the word that delivered me. I want to tell you, I have so many friends that I've never gotten out of it, and I'm still praying for you. But a rhema word of the Lord is my keeper. Ask my people. My people have prayed that prayer so many times. We sit somewhere and we're like, let's pray. What is the prayer? Oh Lord, keep me. Daddy, keep me. Daddy, keep me. Daddy, keep me. Those are the things that God showed us mercy. Some of you, the word that is going. There will be a rhema word that will bring a cleansing into your life. There are people that came with addiction. There are people that came in with addiction. But as the word is going, there will be appetites that will break. Say someone will leave this place and you wonder, how comes I don't have an appetite for TV? Because TV is the one that is bounding you. How comes Netflix does not look fun anymore? I decree there's a word. There's a cleansing word. There's a word to cleanse you. There's a word. He says there's a cleansing that comes by the word. That is why the Bible says, are you there? You know, there's a cleansing. That is why you talk about the washing by the waters of the word. Some of you will be washed. You notice, I don't have these desires. I don't have these cravings. Where did they go? I want to tell you, stay under the word. As you stay under the word, there are things we won't have to tell go. You just wake up someday and you're like, what happened? It's because you kept coming. As you kept coming, the word kept washing you. The word kept cleansing you. The word kept purifying you. I decree in the name of Jesus, someone right now, he's been washed by the word. He's been purified by the word. That is why Ephesians 5:26 says that I may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word of God. By the word of God. You're being washed. You're being washed. That is how I know you can leave this meeting and go out and become a loving person. And then you wonder, how comes I don't hate people anymore? How comes I'm this loving? I decree as you listen to the word, there will be love imparted in your heart. There will be love imparted in your heart. See, some of it is your desire. It is the way, it's your thinking pattern. You notice that you're thinking funny. You're wondering, why is my imagination funny? As you sit under the word, I decree that God will work on your imagination. Ah, God is working on your imagination. Two more.
Psalms 107:20. I say this. So three things so far. What is the first one? What is the first thing that will happen to you? One, you receive a spirit. Number two, hello, you receive life. Things around you cannot die. Nothing will dry up. Ah, you didn't hear me. Nothing will dry up. Nothing will die in your hands. Ah, your business cannot die. He says, as you're seated in this Rema feast, the release of Rema, there will be things that will come back to life. Number three. Hello? I didn't hear you. Thank you. Thank you. Number four. Number four. Cleansing. Number four. Healing. Right there, healing. I'm about to close. I want us to pray. I want us to thunder in tongues for a few minutes. Are you ready? He says, oh God, I thank you, Holy Ghost. Psalms 107 verse 20. It's a very well-known word. He sent his word, healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Two things, healing and deliverance. Two things will happen as the word is going. There will be healing and deliverance. Listen, some of you will receive healing even now. Ah, some of you are receiving healing even now, because the word of healing is already in this place. He says you won't wait for Friday for miracle service, or for the day we are, listen, or any man of God you're waiting for. No. I'm saying as the word is going, some of your generational curse will break. Ah, you will leave this place and you'll know, I can go to that pattern again, because a curse was broken by a word that was released. Rema word has a capacity to break generational cycles. I decree in Jesus' name, the sick that will come, as the word will be spoken, I decree, they won't need to come here. As the word will be spoken, healing will be coming. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. Healing from cancer. I command everyone that is sick, every cancerous cell, I command it to dry up. Ah, every asthmatic cell, I command it to dry up. Oh, Shela Mama, every high blood pressure, every growth, right now in the name of Jesus, command you, dry up in the name of Jesus. Celia Babas, Celia Naraba, Raisona Babas Sanaba. In Jesus' name, Matthew 14:28. There will be something that will come out of this place. And this is a prophetic word to some of you and to many of you. That what God will do out of this place. And Peter answered. And answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come thee into the water. Next verse. And Jesus released a Rema word. That Rema word was come. I decree there are water walkers that are arising in this place. Some of you are wondering, what do I mean by water walkers? Men that will do the impossible easy. Ah. Men that will do the impossible. What men said, it cannot be done. He says, men that will do things in the dimension of exploits. Are you kidding me? There will be people that will do exploits, things that people cannot understand. How did you do this in East Africa? How did you do this in Kenya? How did you do this in Africa? Men that are going, water walkers are arising from this place. By the reason of a Rema word, God will say, come. Do you understand that come was spoken to water and water responded? Because come was superior to water, which means it became a floor that a man began to walk on. A Rema can become the ground that which you walk on water. A Rema word, you can walk on water on a Rema word, because a Rema word is superior to water.
because the Rema word created the water.
Ah, you didn't hear me.
Because a Rema word created the water.
And so right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, I decree, there are water walkers arising in this ministry. There are water walkers that are arising in, if I were you, I'll be standing on my feet. I'll be standing on my feet and decreeing, Lord, here is the water walker. Pastor George, they will ask, how did you buy a building in the middle of the city? I'm a water walker. How did you buy a building, a land, a piece of land in the middle of the city? Let me tell you, the days are here and the days are coming when this will be our weekly meetings. Because God is raising many water walkers. God raised Reverend to begin to show us pictures of places we shall go. Look at around. I want some of you to look around and say, and look at this, and look around. If you are a pastor, this is your service one of these days. This will be your Sunday service one of these days. Because God says, I'm raising water walkers in Kenya. The days of the supernatural, the days of the miraculous are coming back to this nation. The days of the prophetic are coming back to this nation. The days when we saw cripples, blind eyes, lame walking on an ordinary service, those days are here. Come on, lift up your hands and speak in tongues for 2 minutes. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you.
Seliandaba Reikapa. Rande Sadaba, Renda Kapakatas, Renda Kapa, Zelabados, come on, pray, Zeliata, Zeliata, Zelia Kapa, Reyada Soma, Rey Soka, I cannot hear you pray. Ah, I shall be a water walker, I shall be a water walker, Rey Sora, Zelos, in Jesus' name.
I have a few minutes left, and I want to give you a number of Rema words, and we make them our prayer item. Genesis 41, 49. That is our first Rema word. Are you getting there? I want you to take this word, and I want you to press in until it manifests. Genesis 41, 29. This is your first Rema word. This is a word to Joseph's. Is it? 49. Put it in. Do you have King James? Okay. New King James. Joseph. How many are Joseph here? Are you a Joseph? Do you believe this is a Joseph? If you're a Joseph, this is your word. Are you there? It says, then Joseph gathered very much grain as the sand of the sea until he stopped counting, for it was, look at it, what was it? I didn't hear you. What was it? What was it? What was it? Are you ready for the Rema word? Do you know what to do with it? Are you ready for it? God said that in this season, he's releasing a season of immeasurable increase. I didn't hear you. God is releasing a season of immeasurable increase. Some of you, by the measure of immeasurable increase will be in your spiritual life. I didn't hear you. It will be your spiritual life. Some of you, your gifts are going off the roof. You become a crazier prophet. You will demonstrate power in a greater measure. Some of you begin to demonstrate power. You begin to see miracles, signs and wonders, blind eyes see. Some of you is in the area of finances. I decree of your life, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I decree of your life. I decree over your life right now. Let the measurable increase be released upon you now. Celebrate. Your hands and speak over your life. In my life, immeasurable increase. Over my family, immeasurable increase. Over my family, immeasurable increase. My life is being marked. Come on, my life is being marked by immeasurable increase. Oh, come on, come on. My family, my business, everything around me, immeasurable increase.
Come on, pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. I cannot hear you. Zelaba, Zolia, Zoria, Zope, Zoe, Zolia, Zope, Oh, Zelia, Zepa, Reto, Zolia, Zepa. Come on, pray. Is marking my life. Evangelical increase is marking my family. I decree it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Job 5.
We are praying. Rasuvrede Sheremirim. I see a company that was about to die. I see companies revived. I don't know why, but I feel like in Rema Feast 2024, the Spirit of God would say that now I shall begin to set this nation on a different course. The Spirit of God will say that Rema Feast, I have gathered you again as a nation to set the nation again on course. There is an alignment. There is an alignment over Kenya. The Spirit of God says what was out of line is coming back into line. And God says as the word is keep going, I will begin to even turn the hearts of men that are hardened and begin to ask them. And God will cause their hearts to begin to be favorable even towards this nation, even to the leadership of this nation. I see tender hearts in the leadership of this nation. I see tender hearts in the government. I see tender hearts in people in places of leadership. And the Spirit of God will say that from among you, I begin to raise men that will begin to rise in position of leadership. And the Spirit of God will say, now see Kenya, your David is here. Your David is coming. God says that David is coming. He's yet here. But the Spirit of God says your David is on the way. And I hear God says watch, because in this season I will work on the hearts of men. I see hearts of men. The Spirit of God says the problem was their hearts were not right, but in this season I will align their hearts. They don't look like it, but they have the right hearts in this season, in the name of Jesus. Dear Kenya, watch as I begin to send a fresh rain of revival in your campuses. Woo! The Spirit of God will say, watch as I begin to send the Spirit of revival in your campuses, in your high school. The Spirit of God is coming back. The Spirit of God is coming back. As in the 80s, there shall be revival again. God says, watch now. The days of the 80s are back. Oh, the revival, the well that dried up in the 90s and hardly made it to the 2020s. The Spirit of God says, this is that generation. These are those people that will see the outpouring that began then. And I hear the Spirit of God says, yet the elders will begin to look at our sons, at us, and begin to say, they are doing like we did in those years. What they are seeing is what we saw. What they are seeing is greater than what we saw. Because the glory of the latter house, the glory of the latter house shall be greater. I see this is a move of the Spirit. And this move will not just be a move of the Spirit alone, but it shall be a move of the Spirit and wealth. Ooh. The frustration of the move of the 80s and the 90s was resources. The Spirit of God says there shall be no frustration like that in the move I'm releasing in this nation again, because abundance is coming to the believer across this nation, across this church. And I see something happening very interesting in this nation. I see a man with a rubber. I didn't see myself prophesy, but I see a man with a rubber, and I see him wiping the boundary lines of religion, the boundary lines of denominations. And I hear the Spirit of God says, yet again, I will gather them in unity as I did in the upper room. I will gather them in unity as I did in the upper room. The Spirit of God says, yet they will gather everywhere in this nation as one people under God. As one people under God. And the idea would be, oh God, send us the move of revival. Send us an awakening. Send us an awakening. And so, Lord, we say, yes, Lord, do it. Come on, lift up your hands and say, Lord, do it. do it with me. Do it with me. Some of you, is this grace for wealth that is coming upon you? It is abundance that will come upon you. Some of you, you might not heal the sick in this season, but you will have the wealth to give the men that are healing the sick. Rush. Arusha Mande Solivanas. And I see the well spring up even in this realm of his. The well shall be heavier. There shall be an intensity of the unction. God says, reach the Mafis. The intensity of an unction shall be like no other. In the name of Jesus, they shall be more intense because the wells are breaking forth for the new season we are come to. Shelika Padam, Re Sorabada Solavan, Re Kosa Divradas. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Job 9:10. Job 9:10. We end here. Job 9:10. Can we read together? Can we read together? Can we read together? He does what? Listen. Listen, this is not an ordinary meeting. We are not expecting ordinary things. He says, I'm not going to spend 4 days here and then my testimony is ordinary. Listen, I didn't come for the ordinary. I told you we came for a rema. Are you getting me? And I'm telling you what this rema will do. This is what we are expecting. I'm building your expectation. One of the greatest key to receive rema is expectation. Are you here? Can we read together and we pray? He says, he does great things past finding out. Yes, what does he do? Wonders without number. Listen, I don't know if you've ever been into that place where you wake up to one calamity and sleep to another. Have you woken on that day? Where that day when you cry in the morning, in the middle of the day, you groan, in the night you scream because of how things are bad. But he's saying during this rema feast, he will do wonders without numbers. He will do wonders without numbers. I'm saying that you will wake up to a testimony, have a testimony in the middle of the day, and in the evening there will be a testimony. If I were you, I will be decreeing my life shall have wonders without numbers. Come on, lift up your hands and say, oh God, wonders without numbers. Come on, pray for yourself. Pray, Father, we pray that the miracles that will happen in this ground, I cannot hear you. The miracles that will happen in this ground, the miracles that will happen in this ground will be wonders without numbers. The miraculous will be so much. The supernatural will be so much. Many lives saved will be so much. Many will be saved. Many will be delivered. Demons will be cast out. But we want to prophesy over Rema Feast 2024. Wonders without numbers. Wonders without numbers. Oh, come on, pray, pray, pray. I prophesy over my life, over Rema Feast 2024. It shall be my season of wonders without numbers. Immeasurable, immeasurable increase. Wonders without numbers. I cannot hear you. Rezodaba, Zedadea, Rekovadia, Meitosa, Rekosa, Zelaba, Zedaba. Come on, pray. Zedadadadada, Zedadadadadadaba. Come on, pray, pray, pray. Shetabos. Zela Baba. Rey Sodaba. Wonders without numbers. Wonders without numbers. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray for souls. We pray for souls. Any that is not born again, daddy, we pray that they will be born again in their thousands. They will be born again in their hundreds. We decree that in this realm of his, we pray for an unusual harvest of souls. We pray for an unusual harvest of souls. We pray for an unusual harvest of souls. We pray that many will receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior over their lives in Jesus' name. Many will receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior over your life. Come on, pray for a soul. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute as I let go of this mic. Come on, pray. Ray Soda Vande Savi. Ray Soda Badabas. We pray for souls in Jesus' name. If you're there and in this session you feel the word that went forth made you wanted, lift up your hands if you'd like to receive Jesus and you felt the word that went forth. You feel like as you were speaking, you felt like you'd like to receive Jesus to be Lord and Savior over your life. This is a good start. This is the best place to start. If you'd like to give your life to Jesus, shoot up your hand quickly. Let me pray with you before I get out of here. Let me pray with you before I get out of here. I see someone. Is it someone behind there? Yeah, I see that. Come on, celebrate. Celebrate Jesus. There will be an unusual. Serianda Vranasta. Jelias. Behind there in the tent, that tent behind there, there's a woman. You came last night. You almost in the middle of the night. It's like you had this dream that, you know, fire was released on you during Rema Feast. And I feel like God is a shift of your life and ministry. Behind there, if you're the one, also lift up your hand as we pray for those who are going to be born again. I see you. Where are you? Lift up your hands. It's a woman. Father, in Jesus' name, I decree in Jesus' name, receive it. May this, you should not miss this in Jesus' name. Those of you that are come to want to receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior, I want you to lift up your hands, and please, if you're next to them, help them repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I love you. I'm a sinner. I thank you for dying for me and for saving me. I thank you for forgiving me. Today, I accept that forgiveness of sin. I receive you as the Lord and Savior over my life. From now on, I am born again. I'm a new creation. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, celebrate them. Celebrate them. Celebrate them. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Can you raise a shout?